This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A lot of things happening in the Umpqua Valley this weekend. We're going to cover a couple of them in the program today. It is the fourth annual Trunk or Treat event happening tomorrow at the Jerry Bruce Community Campus, just north of Costco there. And from Aviva Health, Mark Tushia and Sarah Holborough, thanks for coming in. And Mark, we'll start with you. How did all this get started 4 years ago?
Well, thanks for having us, Kyle. So 4 years ago, it was kind of an offshoot of everything that was going on with the pandemic at the time. And we came to a realization as an organization, as a campus there. And the campus is made up of, as you know, not just Aviva Health, but Family Development Center, UCAN, Umpqua Homes, and Fish Food Pantry. We made an intentional effort to work more closely together. And one of our big objectives was to raise awareness for all of the resources that are available on the campus. So we thought community outreach events like Trunk or Treat would be a great avenue for us to do exactly that. So that's when Trunk or Treat was born.
And this year you are got a little bit of a challenge called weather.
It never rains at Aviva Health, Kyle.
Wait a minute. I think I've heard that somewhere else. That might even be trademarked. I'm not sure.
Don't sue me.
It's Oregon. People will get through it. And, you could have like a retractable roof, but that might be, I don't know, maybe that's not possible.
All the true Oregonians will show up tomorrow, rain or shine, Kyle. We know this.
So, Sarah, you are the engagement coordinator and director of all things fun at Aviva Health, right?
Director of all things stuff and things, community engagement related, yes. Having fun doing it, too.
So, how do you get ready for something like this?
It's a collaborative effort. We rely on our community campus partners and their teams. We have a bunch of Aviva staff getting their trunks ready. We'll have over 30 trunks in the parking lot tomorrow, and we can't wait to welcome the community starting at 11 a.m. Tomorrow morning. And again, Jerry Bruce Community Campus, that is right there by Costco off of Stevens.
So you get all of this candy to give out to. Now, I guess we should say that this is for kids, not adults, right?
We welcome kids of all ages, and definitely if you are a young Douglas County family, bring the kids out tomorrow. Dress up with your kids. Have fun with your kids. That's one of the, roots behind community outreach events like this is we want families to be having fun together in safe and welcoming environments and really interacting with their kids, putting their cell phones down, and having a good time together. So we're really thrilled to be able to have a day like tomorrow and reach the young families that all of us on the campus aim to serve every single day.
And by doing it this week, you kind of create a double dose situation, because if kids have got a lot of other events next week on Friday and maybe even Saturday as well to do, so sort of like a double dose of Halloween.
It kicks it off in the spirit, and we're really excited about it. I'm not sure if there's any candy left at Costco or Winco, but we are ready. We have so much candy and a lot of fun. We're also adding a little fun this year with a trunk competition.
Now, tell me about the trunk competition, Mark, or Sarah, or one of you. They look at each other.
So this year we're adding a little bit of fun. There will be an online trunk competition. So if you go to Aviva's Facebook page or the Jerry Bruce Community Campus Facebook page, you can check out all of the trunks from tomorrow. We'll have the competition open tomorrow morning starting at 10:45, 11 a.m. And we'll run virtual voting through the 30th of October, and we'll announce the winner of this year's Trunk or Treat on Halloween.
Wow. Now, you're doing this with all these other groups because really a lot of times everybody on this campus, a lot of folks see at least a couple people, a couple organizations on this campus. I mean, you're kind of made yourself sort of a full service location.
Yeah, we really have. And, you know, when the campus was originally started way back in the day, it was Jerry Bruce's vision to bring a collection of nonprofit organizations that serve the community together. And, you know, over the years, we've really taken that to heart and delivered on what his vision is. And we just couldn't be happier to share the campus with other social service agencies that truly make a difference in the community. We are so proud to work with each and every one of them. All of them fill a specific niche that in these times is truly needed.
You know, back in the day, I remember being at some of the meetings when all of this was getting started, and some of these different groups and other people looked around and said, you know, it would be so much more efficient to have a number of organizations in one place like this, especially when you're dealing in a lot of cases with folks that have limited resources and sending them all over the place just adds to their, you know, expenses and life and all that.
Yeah, we're really proud to serve underserved populations. And if you think about it, those folks, oftentimes one of their biggest barriers is transportation. So if you can aggregate services in one specific area, it's much easier for them to access those services. And that's really the beauty of the Jerry Bruce Community Campus.
It also opens the door for us as organizations to work more collaboratively. If we are on the same campus, we're in the know on all of our priority projects, and we can really work together to make sure we're making the biggest impact in the community that we serve. I think another barrier that people have is they simply do not know what resources and opportunities are available that are intended to help their families thrive. So the more that we can bring those opportunities and resources to light and make sure they know about what is behind the doors of these amazing, incredible organizations, the better.
So tomorrow, some of you are getting dressed up. You mentioned costumes. I'm guessing that everybody's doing that. You're doing trunks or wearing costumes too?
A lot of the folks who are going to be handing out candy are absolutely going to be wearing costumes. You can count on seeing Bumble and UConn Cornelius. What was that old school cartoonish, the Land of Misfit Toys or something like that?
Oh, gosh, what was that? We're not going to come up with it, are we?
And everybody probably won't.
Yeah, people listening right now are shouting it out.
Yeah.
Because how many times did I watch that? More than I wanted.
So they may show up. We might have some ghouls and goblins. Who knows? But we encourage everyone to dress up, make it family friendly. And we can't wait to see folks.
And, I mean, you guys emphasize this, although it's like how you do things these days is, I mean, this is all, like you said, you go to the store and you purchase all this stuff. Way back decades ago, when I was younger, people baked things and then took them to things like this, and that doesn't really work anymore.
It's not the way things roll, Kyle.
No,
we will have individually wrapped candy, maybe some fun toys. I don't think Mark's going to be baking overnight, so no baked goods.
Probably just as well.
Yeah, not much of a baker.
All right, anything else people ought to know about this event tomorrow?
11 a.m. to 1 p.m., rain or shine, we will be there, and we can't wait to see you and your families. Come in costume, and happy Halloween.
All right, Sarah Holbrook, Mark Tashia, thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks, Kyle.
12:45, our second segment in a moment on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 12:47, Lars Larson coming up at 1, and another community event happening in the Umpqua Valley this weekend. It's Neon Nightmares, and Thomas McGregor in to talk about that. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah. So tell us what Neon Nightmares is all about and who's doing it.
So we have the Umpqua Movement Arts Collaboration, which is a dance studio for adults downtown. And we, about a couple times a year, put together a performance. It's a really creative hoot and holler fun time over at Backside Brewery Friday night and Saturday night this weekend at 7 o'clock.
Now, putting together a dance performance is not something that quickly takes place.
No, the work for the show began in July, and it's a real treat of a show. We have people who are, I've just gotten into ballet, and I have like a clown ballet act. We have a lot of spooky stuff going on, but also a lot of powerful and moving stuff as well.
Wow. Now, how did you get into ballet?
I've explored belly dancing, I've explored hip hop dance, I've explored all kinds of dances with the studio at UMAC, and it's a real treat. And suddenly this is really good for me. It's good for my body. It really works you in new ways. And we have somebody in our community from Ukraine, Svitlana, and I go and I see her every Saturday, and she's really whipping me into shape.
Wow. Now, this is kind of a process that started elsewhere in your family, though, right?
Yeah, no. This actually all came from Summer Fry. She's an amazing force to be reckoned with when it comes to dance. She's our creative director, and she founded the Diva Dancers over a half a decade ago. And then a group of the dancers came together to create a nonprofit, and that included my wife, Sarah McGregor.
Wow. And so they do these special events. What can you tell us in terms of what people will see if they come out on tonight or tomorrow night, right?
Yeah. So it's tonight at Backside Brewery, 7 o'clock. Tickets are still available at the door. One of the treats we have going on is we have an aerial acro troupe that's joined for this show. They're putting on an amazing piece, and my daughter actually has been into aerial acro for about 8 months now, and this is her Roseburg stage debut. She's a Eastwood Elementary student hitting the stage.
So what is aerial acro?
So that is like, you got to think like Cirque Soleil. That can be people, way up in the air hanging from pieces of silk. But this troupe, they specialize in what's called a lyra or an aerial hoop. So it's a big metal ring. And there's a lot of incredibly creative things the human body can do suspended above the air in an aerial hoop.
How do you get up there to begin with?
Oh, well, that's part of the fun. The acro troupe and my daughter, they kind of, acrobatics can be just, kind of think people holding each other up. And so my daughter is actually hoisted onto the hoop this show. And, being Neon Nightmares, we have a really, we put a lot of money into a stage prop bed that spins and twists. And so then she relieves herself from the hoop by just landing on the bed.
Wow. That's amazing, but scary.
Yeah, she's up there, but she's a little gymnast now. She can handle it. But, it's also really incredible to like 20 plus other dancers that have really been putting their time and attention into this. And some of the ladies and gentlemen there, and we have all types of persons in our troupe. They've been putting months into this, and some of them are in 2, 3, 4 routines. And it's really incredible to see how talented people are in our community.
Well, and obviously when you put so much into this, you want to do more than one performance.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, so we're doing a show here, and then we'll have a new season open up. So please, check us out at umacroseburg.com. You can start spending a night or two or three with us and get to know a community of people. If you're lonely at home, you don't have to be. You should be joining dance. Get movement. Our lives are defined by our movement. We start moving, and you got to keep moving to keep moving in this life.
Now, if people have been at Backside before, they've got kind of a big open sort of warehouse vibe, right?
Yeah. So you enter to the event through the restaurant, and Backside Brewing is amazing. They have all kinds of ways to host you for the evening with drinks and pizza and salads and food for the whole family. The show does have some mature themes, so it's recommended to think of those 18 and older as the ideal guests, but it's parent discretion.
And what are the costs for the tickets to get in?
We're at $25 at the door this evening. Pre-sales are done.
All right. So keep that in mind. So you can't get them on the website now.
No, I don't think so. I think you're limited to the door at this point. But we have plenty of tickets. And so if you're looking for some fun, I know it's a really busy weekend, but this is a way to show your support to the arts. I mean, we need to support people being creative and sharing their ability to express their ideas in our society right now. So come show your support.
So did you ever think, like, if you back up 5 or 6 years ago, that tonight you would be doing this?
No. That's a testament to how welcoming this studio is and how welcoming our program is and how talented our instructors are. They've taken me, a guy who's more renowned for his voice and directing people that way, to now moving about and doing literal leaps and bounds around a stage. And it's a lot of fun. So please join the movement story at UMAC and join us tonight at Backside for Neon Nightmares.
Now, you said Diva Dancers has been around for about 5 years?
I believe the Diva Dancer Troupe was formed in 2018.
So, and, yeah, 7 years in.
Yeah, and so it's just since 23 we became a nonprofit, which is really powerful because, like, for example, the OCF John and Betty Unruh Foundation, they funded us to have the dance floor, which we are starting to put on events in the community. Like, the studio is now doing couples dancing. We have Latin salsa dancing many weekends of the month, and just last month we did an event at Little Brothers Pub where we had a 30 by 30 dance floor under that beautiful mural, and we had people salsa dancing out in the beautiful air of Roseburg.
Wow, and that one was outside then, right?
Yeah, that was outside. And so, you know, having a nonprofit, we can write grants, and we have a lot of amazing sponsors. Thank you to all our sponsors. We're doing this. We're getting Roseburg moving, and we're creating a place for adults to connect with other adults and have fun, which is what we all need.
Now, a lot of people enjoy watching this, but they think, oh, there's no way I could ever be doing that.
I understand that. And so this season coming up, the next 2 months, check us out. This is not a performance season the next 2 months. So you can come to the studio, join a dance class, and it doesn't require performance. And we're really working to have more classes that are way. But if there's some little voice deep down in you that there was with me, that, like, you know, maybe I could do that, it will help foster that. And, you know, maybe one routine, whatever. And it's just a lot of fun. You get to share in how the piece and the story is molded. And we're going to be back at UCC the first week of May with Divas Las Vegas. So we're really excited about putting that idea together. So join the fun there.
Now that you're doing this, do you ever get a chance to go out of town, maybe to Eugene, and watch other groups doing things like this?
Yeah, I've never been really one to follow the movement arts. And it's as soon as you start trying to move your body, you start watching how other people move theirs. And it's so fascinating. We're all so with our phones. We're so obsessed with where our mind can take us these days. But I invite you all to find the wealth of what you can do with your body, and you know, and through dance, and through showing your emotions and showing your fun through the art of dance. And there's so many different styles of dance, and everybody can do a style of dance. You know, so figure out that one. For me now, it's ballet. But you know, a year ago it was hip hop. So who knows what your body wants to do
with this dancing? What kind of music are people going to hear?
Oh, that's a great question. There's, you know, the show's Neon Nightmares, and it's 2025. So we have some dark pieces, but towards the end, we get fun. There's a lot of fun that happens in this show as well. But you know, again, it's the art. So people are exploring a lot of themes, and there's some powerful themes explored. But at the same time, there's a lot of jaw dropping. Like, did they just do that? That was so fun.
Wow. All right. So again, remind people how to get tickets.
So go to umacroseburg.com for more information. And I believe we're tickets at the door at Backside Brewing at 7 p.m. tonight and Saturday night for Neon Nightmares. Come awake,
all right,
Roseburg.
Perfect. Thomas McGregor, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.